To whose temple the arch is starlit, in whose temple the sun is the image of God, to whose temple the moon goes every month and brings the message out every full moon, and whose message the moon sings as a word of 16 letters, his religion I belong to, his temple I visit, his name I utter, his glory I live in, to him I offer the lotus of my day, to him I offer the lotus of my night. Master Namaskaram. Master C. V. V. Namaskaram.
Master C. V. V. Namaskaram.
Master M. N. Namaskaram.
Master M. N. Namaskaram.
Master E. K. Namaskaram.
Master E. K. Namaskaram.
Master Namaskaram.
Master Namaskaram.
Medham me Indro dadatu, Medham Devi Saraswati, Medham me Ashwinabhav, Adhatam Pushkarasaja. శ్రోత్రమధోబలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మా తే మయే సంతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. Hearty fraternal greetings and good wishes to all the brothers and the sisters. In the morning, we were at the end of the teaching. We were speaking about the rectangular ground of the temple, and that we have to fundamentally prepare that rectangular ground which has 24 squares in it. The 24 squares, which are alternatingly black and white, constitute an year of 12 months with 12 full moons and 12 new moons, which provide for 12 ascending moon phases and 12 descending moon phases in an alternating manner. Every ascending moon phase culminates into a full moon and it gives birth to a descending moon phase again for 15 days, more or less. So that's why there is in creation what is called the play of light in terms of expression of light and withdrawal of light. There is an expression of light and there is withdrawal of light. Every day consisting of a day and night is also like that. There is an expression of light and there is the withdrawal of light. Every day is followed by night. Every night is followed by the day. Every full moon is followed by new moon. Every new moon is followed by full moon. The 15 ascending moon phases are followed by 15 descending moon phases. So this alternatingly it keeps on happening. The whole creation is built upon this law of alternation. The law of alternation continues to work in the biggest cycle relating to the universe and also in its smallest cycle in the universe. The smallest cycle is like the winking of the eye. When we open the eye, the only alternative next is to wink it or blink it. When you blink it again, we open it. Is it? You blink the eye and then again you open the eye. That is the smallest cycle at which law of alternation works. If we observe, there is also the law of alternation in relation to our respiration. We breathe in and we breathe out. We breathe in. We breathe out again to breathe in. If we do not breathe out, you cannot breathe in for a second time. You cannot breathe out for a second time. Such is the infallible law at work. So the work of light and darkness, expansion and contraction of light, is an eternal work that happens in the universe. When a universe is expressed, it is bound to be again withdrawn into itself. So every birth, for example, is a sure prophecy of a death. Everything that is given birth to has to find its culmination in its death. Every dawn is a promise of the dusk. When you have the sunrise in the morning, there is already a promise or a prophecy that this sun who rises will set relative to our earth. So this law of alternation is the most powerful of all laws that we have in creation. all that which takes birth will find its growth and its optimum growth. Thereafter, it recedes and disappears into itself. A seed becomes slowly a plant and a tree and blooms well. Later, it recedes and terminates, but in the seed of the tree continues. This law is important to be known to build the personality in us. Building of personality is also, should also be in tune with this alternating law. There are activities where you receive and there are activities where you distribute. We receive to distribute. We distribute to receive. We receive. We should know when we receive, it is only for distribution you receive. If you cannot hold it, if you receive the air from outside into you, you cannot hold it. If you hold it, your life is at risk. Likewise, when you release it, you cannot stay in that state of release all the time. You have to breathe again and again. This has to be seen in every activity that we do. There is a beginning, there is a duration, and there is a conclusion for a fresh beginning, which is worked out by the law of alternation. There are times of expansion, there are times of contraction. To build the temple, we should know this dimension of time. The year is the basic ground which teaches us this. A solar year or a lunar year consisting of 12 full moons and 12 new moons give us a message. The message is that every spring will ultimately result in the fall. The year begins with the spring. The year concludes with the fall, isn't it? The fall is for a fresh spring. Such is the life currents in the universe. Such are the life currents in the solar system. Such are the life currents in our own lives. So alternatingly, we have the expression of light and withdrawal of light. So where there is expression of light, you have to move with it. There are times where there is expression of light, you move with it. Wherever there is a contraction of light or withdrawal of light, you retreat along with it. When light is retreating, you also retreat. When light is increasing, you also accordingly move. This is what is called in the wisdom science, setting the sail according to the wind. Setting the sail according to the wind. If you set the sail not in accordance with the wind, your journey will be full of troubles. So also in building the life of personality, there are times where the tide is in favor, then you build it up. There are times where you don't have the favorable winds, then you consolidate whatever is built up to that. You consolidate when there is no further expansion possible. Again, when the times of expansion come, you follow the times. So that's why The times and tides have to be observed in life. Time moves like the tide. It moves forward, it moves backward. Like a tide. Time moving backward means there is the retreat of light which has caused the expansion. For example, in the morning there is this dawn. Then it reached up to 6 hours to its zenith. Now it is retreating. So retreating. So when times are retreating, you cannot get into expansion activity. When the sun sets, then there is darkness. That's why the ancients have always understood the dimensions of time and its presentation of energies, and accordingly organized their activities. There are 4 quadrants of the day, which are like the 4 quadrants of the year, or 4 quadrants of the month. Every day has 4 quarters in it. Every month there are 4 quadrants. Every year there are 4 quadrants. Just now we are concluding the solstice. It will be followed by an equinox, and then again a solstice, and then again equinox. Like this it keeps on happening. Now, from now onwards, there is retreat of light as far as northern hemisphere is concerned. The sun takes to southern path from 21st, 22nd zone. This time it is 22nd zone. Now the coursing of the sun relative to the earth is now from north to south for 6 months. And for 6 months, the sun moves from south to north. When the Lord of the solar system is providing this kind of movement, you too have to move accordingly. You cannot move contrary. You cannot move against the tides of time. You can't move against the tides of time. You should observe the tide of time and accordingly set your sail. That is the wisdom. So therefore, when the sun is coursing towards the north, your energies would be uprising. On 22nd December, the tan takes to northern coursing for the entire planet. The sun takes to northern coursing from 23rd December. How long you have that relative northern coursing? Till the 22nd zone, 6 months there is a northern coursing of the sun. So sun represents the soul, I am. So as sun moves in the northern direction, you can also move in the northern direction. Northern direction. When sun moves in the southern direction, you also move in the southern direction. That's how the seers, they were ascending into the higher circles during the northern coursing of the sun, and then bring down when the sun is coursing downwards. They used to bring down the energies from higher circles onto the planet and manifest them on the planet. That's how they conducted their activity. In a year, 6 months you find northern coursing of the sun. Right from Sagittarius, people prepare to move upwards. So you, from in the spiritual dimension of astrology, from Sagittarius to Capricorn, you move upwards to హార్ట్ సెంటర్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాప్రికార్న్ టు అక్వేరియస్ యు మూవ్ టు ది టాప్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫోర్ హెడ్ అండ్ దెన్ ఫ్రమ్ పైసెస్ యు రీచ్ ఏరీస్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఫ్రమ్ పైసెస్ యు రీచ్ ఏరీస్ వేర్ యూ కెన్ పాస్ ఓవర్ ఇన్ టు హయ్యర్ సక్సెస్ దట్ షో ది పాస్ ఓవర్ ఈస్ Passover is not a festival that has come to be only with the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. It existed from the very beginning of the plan. So the rays of the sun from the beginning of Capricorn are seen as the rays that lead you up from matter into spirit. That's why the rays of the sun from 22nd December are seen as the rays of the Savior. The sun rays in the month of Capricorn are seen as the rays of the Savior, Salvador. Salvador does not mean only Jesus Christ. Reducing a huge system to limit it to one person is doing a great act of injustice in creation. It is true that Jesus Christ's life was in tune with this movement of times. That he was born on 22nd December means he is born in the ascending arc of the year. The birth time of Jesus Christ is midnight hours of 22nd December, not 25th December. This 22nd December midnight, there is a drama that happens on the planet from the very beginning, which is a drama of birth of the Savior. Who is the Savior? The Son is the Savior. He is the Salvador. Why? Because from that day he moves in an upward direction. So the beings also can move in upward direction and experience the light and the beauty of the light. That's why 22nd December he is celebrated even from the very beginning as the festival of the birth of Savior. It so happened Jesus Christ also took birth on 22nd December. Midnight hours. Not only Jesus Christ, there would have been many beings who are born on 22nd December night. But in his case, he fulfilled the promise. So, to replace Jesus Christ with the Son, you would be doing a great damage to humanity. Jesus Christ followed the dictates of time and demonstrated that if you wish to be a man of magic, wish to be a man who can transmit light, you have to fall in tune with times. So the festival of 22nd December in the Vedic system is called Dirghatamas, meaning the sun that has gone into southern zones to the Tropic of Capricorn. From that point, he returns from Tropic of Capricorn towards the equator and to Tropic of Cancer. Again, from Tropic of Cancer, now from tomorrow onwards, relatively you feel that he is moving in the southern direction. This is how the sun movement around the earth is observed. When sun is moving in an upward arc, the spirit gains strength over matter. When the sun is moving in the downward arc, the matter gains importance, meaning the spirit descends into matter. If you see the story in the Old Testament, The serpent distanced down the tree, isn't it? The serpent is nothing but time. If you go to Mexico or to any area where pyramids are there, to them time is God. And time is represented, is symbolically represented as by a serpent. The descent of serpent from the tree of life to the earth, according to Old Testament, happens from Aries to Libra. Then in Scorpio, which is the eighth sign, there is death of spirit. From the ninth sign, Sagittarius, again there is emergence of the spirit. And in Capricorn, it further emerges. And Aquarius still further, Aries still further, and Pisces still further, and Aries to the top. That's why Aries is seen as the highest point of illumination, while Libra is seen as its descendant. That's the ascendant, this is the descendant. So why I say all this is, we have to observe the cycles of time. In the morning I introduced to you the cycles of new moon and cycles of full moon. But you should also know in which cycles we have to manifest, in which time cycles we have to move up. We move up to bring down the energies. We move up to bring down the energies. So each time we move up, we come back with greater measure of light and then manifest upon the planet. Then again move up, then again manifest. That's how the whole work is. So that's why each time you are breathing in, you are breathing in the divinity into you. Each time you are breathing in, you are breathing in the divinity which is surrounding. You are breathing in him into you. Each time you are exhaling, you are distributing that energy. Likewise, every ascension is for incarnation. Why do you incarnate? To bring down that light. Then again you ascend. So this cyclical understanding is to be known through the play of light and absence of light. Light and absence of light. Full moon, new moon. Ascending moon phases, descending moon phases. During the ascending moon phases, you can gain light. And during the descending moon phases, the light disappears. Therefore, what you do, whatever you have gained in terms of light, you manifest it. The creation is run by the laws of reception and distribution. But we the humans somehow, somewhere lost the key. We keep on gathering. We only believe in gathering things. We do not believe in sharing them. In nature, they function in equal measure. Whatever the plant receives, it distributes. Whatever the animal receives, it distributes. There is no hoarding with any other species except the humans. Since we hoard, we suffocate. It's like breathing in and not breathing out. It's like breathing in and not breathing out. There is a story in the Puranas where the Lord of Wealth, there in the north, there is whom we call the Lord of Wealth, Kubera. He holds the entire wealth relating to the solar system. He is in the north. And he is a good friend of Lord Shiva. That's how the story is in Puranas. He is a good friend of Lord Shiva, who is the most high among the devas. ఇస్ కాల్డ్ మహాదేవ. లార్డ్ శివ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ మహాదేవ, మీనింగ్ హీజ్ ఏ దేవా టు దేవ. సో హీ ఈజ్ హిస్ ఫ్రెండ్. మహాదేవ ఇస్ హిస్ ఫ్రెండ్ అండ్ హీ ఈజ్ ది లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ వెల్త్ అండ్ కీప్స్ ఆన్ అక్యుములేటింగ్ వెల్త్ అండ్ హీ గోస్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్డర్ ఇన్ హీజ్ అక్యుములేషన్ ఆఫ్ వెల్త్ దట్ హీ స్టాప్స్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటింగ్. So it so happened after some time there was no increase in wealth with him, which is very common with all of us, you know. There is no further increase of wealth. So he went to Lord Mahadeva, Shiva, and said, I am not growing any further in terms of wealth. Then Mahadeva said, it is true that you cannot anymore grow unless you meaningfully distribute. Unless you meaningfully distribute, you cannot grow. As much as you share, so much you stand a chance to receive again. But he was not inclined. Who is inclined to share the wealth? He felt it's not so very convenient to share. And you say, to share meaningfully. I do not know how to share meaningfully. So Mahadeva, the Lord, he said, this Ganesha, the elephant-headed one, just to feed him, invite him to your house. Invite him to your house and just satisfy him with food. Then again, since you shared something, you again start receiving. So Ganesha, he understood the dimension coming from Mahadeva, Lord Shiva. He accompanied the Lord of North. The Lord of North is called Kubera. So he went with him. He was just a 5-year-old boy, Ganesha. And on the way, he narrated many stories about Mahadeva to Kubera. So as he reached the house of Kubera, arrangements were made for him to have a nice lunch. So Ganesha said, it's not that you just give me some food, you have to give food to completely satisfy me. You have to give food to completely satisfy me. I should say it's enough. Isn't it? Please note, any person you cannot satisfy easily. The only way you can satisfy a person is with food. With food, you can make a person say, it's enough, I can. You can't eat beyond a point, you know. With any other resource, you cannot satisfy. When it comes to food, there is a point beyond which we say, no, please. Don't serve anymore. Isn't it? So it was easy for him to Kubera. He said, okay, I will serve you, no problem. So he went on taking food, and Ganesha was eating, and it was never, he was never saying, I'm full. So the entire wealth was eaten away by him. Entire wealth was eaten away. Then the Lord of North said, I am no more wealthy. All wealth is eaten away by you. Then he said, don't you worry, you will get back the wealth 10 times more now. You will get back the wealth 10 times more. So this is a story he told to children even in the childhood. so that they get the habit of sharing. Humanity, see, what is the story of this humanity? Storing wealth, storing gold, conquering others' land and rob the gold over others' land, isn't it? The entire California was robbed. It was full of gold. India was full of gold. It was robbed. The human history only shows kings conquering and robbing others' wealth. They do not carry that wealth with them, but still they do it as an act of ignorance. As an act of ignorance. So coming back to the point, we have to understand the alternating currents. In life there is a point up to which you grow and thereafter you retreat. You cannot go on and on and on and on. That's why the teaching says in a life cycle, 7 times 7 you can grow. 7 times 7 you can. Thereafter, try to see how best to retreat from all that you have built. It's too short for the present day human being. 7 times 7 is 49 years. Incidentally, Master C.S.G., he always appears as a 49-year-old person. Neither younger than 49 years nor older than 48 or 49 years. He likes that number, 7 times 7. So you grow, 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 and then there is a point at which you retreat. Every day also has this kind of alternating currents. The sunrise hours from dawn to midnoon, they are different from the hours after midnoon. It's not the same. Then again from 6 in the evening, meaning after the sunset, till midnight, it is another energy. From midnight to morning, it is another energy. Therefore, the cycle of the day is of 4 quadrants. The first quadrant is different from the second. The second is different from the third. The third is different from the fourth. We should know the related energies, accordingly plan our activity. We all know that the opposites are complementary. So the first quadrant and the third quadrant, they have complementing energies. The first quarter. And meaning 6 o'clock in the morning to midnoon, 6 o'clock in the evening to midnight, they have complementing energies. One supports the other. Likewise, the second quadrant of the day, that is from afternoon 6 hours to morning 6 hours, they complement each other. This is the fundamental teaching given to Madame Blavatsky by the Masters of Wisdom. If you see the book Secret Doctrine, she gives a symbol, a circle with a central point to start with and a circle with 4 quadrants in it. This is the circle. It contains all wisdom. The 4 quadrants of the day represent the 4 Vedas. They represent the 4 Yugas. They represent the 4 qualities in us. The first quality is that of wisdom. Second quality is that of executive attitude. The third quality is to give and receive. The 4th quality is to do labor. We have to labor with our body. We have to exchange our resources as between us. We have to be an executive to bring the light down. And we should hold enough light so that we bring it down. దట్స్ ఆర్ ది ఫోర్ విత్ ఇన్ ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ అస్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఫోర్ చీఫ్ క్వాలిటీస్. ది ఫస్ట్ క్వాలిటీ ఈజ్ ది క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ఫిల్లింగ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ విత్ లైట్. ఇన్ఫిల్లింగ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ విత్ లైట్ దట్స్ వై ఇన్ ది వెరీ మార్నింగ్ వీ స్టార్ట్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్ త్రూ ప్రేయర్స్, త్రూ మెడిటేషన్స్, త్రూ అలైన్మెంట్ విత్ ది డివైన్. వీ ఫిల్ అవర్ సెల్ఫ్ విత్ లైట్. దట్స్ ది ఫస్ట్ క్వాలిటీ. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ వీ కాల్ ది ప్రీస్ట్లీ క్వాలిటీ. దెన్ హ్యావింగ్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ లైట్, వాట్ డూ యూ డూ విత్ ఇట్? యూ హ్యావ్ టు మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఇట్ త్రూ ది డే. దట్స్ వేర్ యూ టేక్ టు ది సెకండ్ క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్టర్ ది మార్నింగ్ ప్రేయర్స్ అండ్ కలెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఎనర్జీస్ ఇన్ టు యూ. యూ విల్ ట్రై టు ట్రాన్స్లేట్ ది రిలేటెడ్ థాట్స్ ఇన్ టు యాక్షన్. దట్ ఈస్ ది ఎగ్జిక్యూటివ్ వర్క్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ వీ కాల్ ది కింగ్లీ యాక్టివిటీ. ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఈజ్ ఎ కింగ్ ఇన్ ట్రయింగ్ టు మేనిఫెస్ట్ ది లిటిల్ విజ్డమ్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్. ఇజంట్ ఇట్ ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ అస్ వీ ఆర్ మోటార్డ్ బై ది విజ్డమ్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్. దట్స్ ఇట్. అకార్డింగ్ టు ది విజ్డమ్ దట్ వీ హోల్డ్ వీ ఇనిషియేట్ అవర్ యాక్టివిటీ డ్యూరింగ్ ది డే. ది ఫస్ట్ స్టెప్ ఈజ్ filling with light, dwelling in light, dwelling in wisdom. The second step is translate that wisdom into action. The third step is exchanging resources of nature in fulfilling your tasks. I have some strengths, you have some strengths. I share my strengths with you, you share your strengths with me. That's the third dimension. All these activities is carried out with the help of the body, which is called the labor. There is the physical labor, there is exchange of resources, there is an activity of execution of knowledge into activity. There is also the function of gaining knowledge. In four steps we are, from head to foot. In these four dimensions daily we work. We work according to the measure of light that we carry. According to the measure of light that we carry, we work out. So increase the measure of light, then your area of operation, your area of manifestation grows in terms of light. So we are fourfold. The Veda is fourfold. The time is fourfold. Not only every day is of four quadrants, every month is also of four quadrants, which I explained to you in the previous classes. From new moon to eighth phase of moon, there are seven phases. That's how the week is conceived, not by the days, but by the moon phases. A month means a lunar month. Where you have four sets of seven phases of moon. From new moon to half moon, in between there are seven phases of moon. From half moon to full moon, there are again seven phases of moon. So from full moon to in the descending arc to half moon, there are seven phases. So 7, 7, 7, 7, 4 sevens are 28. That's how it is. In 28 days, moon completes a cycle. In 28 days, which is also in tune with the periods of the ladies. So this is how the weeks are conceived, not from Sunday to Saturday. There are different ways of measuring the time and the cycles of time. So we have to organize our day in tune with the changing energies. When you know when it is increasing light, you tend to receive more such light. When there is decreasing light, you try to manifest whatever is received by you. This is how alternatingly you have to function so that you are in tune with the energies surrounding you. Alternatingly, if you function that way, the energies surrounding you are in tune with your energies. Because it will help us to form a right basis for functioning. A right basis for building the personality. We build the personality in tune with the times. And there are cycles not only relating to moon, there are cycles relating to sun, as I explained, the ascending arc of the sun, the descending arc of the sun. In the ascending arc, we gain light. In the descending arc, we manifest light. In the descending arc, the light enters into the matter. From Aries to Libra, when you travel, from what is happening is from the highest point of light to the lowest point, the light reaches and it is matter thereof. That's why the serpent is said to be descending. And when it descends, the spirit is completely covered by matter. So we have to, in tune with the energy surrounding us, we also do the practices. For example, we are in the month of Cancer now. Now means actually from tomorrow morning, if not already, we are into the sun sign. Sun enters into Cancer. Yes. Right now, it is in the first degree of Cancer. Already in the morning it entered in the east. In the east, because it's all counted, our days are counted from Australia onwards. No? East means far east, not only India. It's already 1 degree. We are in the solstice times where we change from Gemini to Cancer. So from now onwards, there is the southern coursing of the sun already from the morning. The first dawn today is the beginning of southern coursing. That means we have to be more into the world to manifest activities. That's how we have to see that. So likewise, there are also cycles in relation to other planets like Jupiter, Saturn, Venus, Mars, Mercury, Moon, all planets. That's where actually astrology is relevant. That is where astrology is relevant. If you start working with one, slowly others reveal. You don't have to know the whole astrology to start with. It's not necessary. And even if you study astrology, you study it as a science which is extraneous to you. By following cycle after cycle, first try to follow the moon cycle, then follow the sun cycle, then follow the cycle of Mars, and then the cycle of Venus. These are all smaller cycles. Then follow the cycle of Jupiter, which is a 12-year cycle. Then follow Saturn, the 30-year cycle. Then follow Uranus, the 84-year cycle. Your life is one cycle. So slowly, if you start with one, you get the taste for further learning. Once a disciple asked Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, how do we get to the knowledge from ignorance? How do we get to knowledge from ignorance? The Ramakrishna said, start practicing what you already know. స్టార్ట్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్రెడీ నో, ఇట్ విల్ రివీల్ సంథింగ్ మోర్ ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ ప్రాక్టీస్. వెన్ సంథింగ్ ఈజ్ మోర్ నోన్, ట్రై టు ప్రాక్టీస్ దట్ ఆల్సో. దెన్ యూ విల్ నో సమ్ మోర్, దెన్ యూ ప్రాక్టీస్ దట్, దెన్ యూ విల్ నో సమ్ మోర్. అండ్ హీ గేవ్ ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. ఇఫ్ ఐ గివ్ యూ ఎ టార్చ్ లైట్ విచ్ షోస్ ది వే ఫర్ 3 feet, ఇట్ ఓన్లీ షోస్ ది వే అప్ టు 3 feet. కెన్ యూ నాట్ క్రాస్ ది హోల్ ఫారెస్ట్? కెన్ యూ నాట్ క్రాస్ ది హోల్ ఫారెస్ట్ విత్ ది హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ ఎ టార్చ్ లైట్ విచ్ ఓన్లీ షోస్ 3 feet? యాజ్ మచ్ లైట్ ఇస్ షోన్, సో మచ్ యూ వాక్, దెన్ ఇట్ షోస్ ఫర్దర్ 3 feet. Then it shows further 3 feet. Like that you keep on moving in support of the light. So you will cross the whole forest about 10 kilometers with the help of a torch which shows light up to 3 feet. So every learning has to be followed by the practice. Every learning has to be followed by practice by which the expansion happens. Therefore, we don't have to be worried, oh, so much knowledge, how do I get all that? Even the best of the masters of wisdom started in the simplest way and went on walking the, practicing the wisdom as it appeared to him and moved forward. So we have them as our models. So we too fall in order with their models. When you do that, you know how to plan your year. When you have this knowledge, you plan your year of 12 lunations of full moon, 12 lunations of new moon in tune with the energies as are present. You see, if we make our group life here in the rainy season, we cannot go to waterfall during the rainy season. You may go, but you will be full up. You will be fully drenched. When is the best time to go to the Guzu Falls? If you see the throughout the year, how the temperatures are. When is it too hot? When it is too cold? When it is rainy? When it is windy? You can avoid all this and plan in a manner that you make a pleasant visit and come back. And you come back with renewed energies. That's how time is. You cannot disregard the energies that are presented by time and yet build a temple in you. That is the reason why it is said that we need to be extremely attentive to the energies of time. It is for that reason we have to introduce ourselves to astrology slowly. Astrology means science of light. There is no other science which is named like that. You all know what is astral, isn't it? It's an analogy of astral, meaning science of light. In Sanskrit also it is called Jyotirvidya, meaning the science of light. And the Veda says, imagine a person without the eyes. Imagine the person without the eyes. His life is difficult. If you are dumb, you can still manage. If you are deaf, you can manage. If you are lame in your legs, you can still manage. Or you have lame hands, you can still manage. The most difficult thing to manage is loss of sight. When you don't have the eyes, to manage life is most difficult. Most difficult. That's why Veda says, among the human limbs, what eye is, so is this science of astrology among all sciences of wisdom. It is the eye that opens the path. Therefore, we have to, in the very beginning of this teachings also, I said we have to know the work of the planets and their cycles and to relate to them in our own being. From Sahasrara to Mooladhara, how to relate to the planetary energies. These dimensions we have to slowly bring in, then you are preparing a floor for the temple in your personality. Without preparing this floor, which is of 12 squares of light, 12 squares of darkness, alternately arranged. If this is not arranged, you are not moving in the cycle of the year appropriately to build energies. That's the beauty of temple work. To build temple is a profound science. Just some emotional association with some practice is one thing. To do it as what, Michael? to do it in tune with the science of time. Science of time is another. So therefore this square, this rectangle of alternating squares of light and darkness, meaning expansion and contraction, meaning reception and distribution. Receive, distribute, receive, distribute. That's why even a teacher is always given a commandment. As much as you receive, you share with people around. You cannot hold wisdom with you. As much as you receive food, if you do not defecate, you cannot eat again. Isn't it? As much wisdom you receive, you share. Svadhyaya pravachana abhyana pramaditavyam. Do not deviate from learning and sharing the wisdom. Do not deviate. Everything you receive, it is for distribution. At all levels, you have to receive to distribute. Receive to distribute. Receive to distribute. That's how the whole thing is working. So when these 24 squares are realized, then you form yourself into a cube. A cube. The floor of the temple tends to be slowly a cube. Cube is a perfect figure. Cube is a perfect figure. It has six sides with four right angles on each side. What is a cube? A cube has six sides. And in any way you place it, it looks the same. On any side you can set it here, it looks the same. A cube does not suffer inversion. You put it upside down, it still appears the same. Or you set it on this side, it looks the same. You put it on the right side, it's the same. Put it on the left side, it's the same. You put the upside down, it is the same. That means a cube is a figure, perfect figure, which does not suffer inversion. The properties of the cube are equal to the properties of the sphere. Properties of the cube are equal to the properties of the sphere. Those who know mathematics, they know it well. A sphere in manifestation is a cube. A sphere in manifestation is a cube. So therefore, when you are tending to manifest, you work with cubes. When you are tending to demanifest or move into higher circles, you work with a sphere. A sphere or a circle is meant for upward movement. A sphere or a circle is used to move into subtler planes. A rectangle or a cube is meant for manifestation. manifestation. So when you are trying to build a personality, it is only to manifest the light around, to manifest the divine acts upon earth. So the personality has to be made divine. So you tend to make your personality into a perfect cube. When you follow the 12 full moon, 12 new moon energies as they are given to you throughout a year, every year you are provided with the same energies. Every month repeats itself, every full moon repeats itself. So you, when you are in tune with the energies of time as are presented and conduct yourself, you tend to be the 24 squares, so take to 24 right angles. 24 right angles. The 24 right angles as they exist in a cube make you a perfect being, meaning your adaptation to time. According to your adaptation to time, the cube forms in you. And when the cube is formed, there is a complete manifestation of higher energies in it. That's why people use cubes as a means to manifest energies in a temple. So therefore, we are working with this knowledge to make our personality into a perfect cube which does not suffer inversions. A personality which does not suffer inversions is considered to be a perfect personality, meaning in any given situation he is not disturbed. He is not disturbed by the dualities of the world. The dualities do exist in the world. There is pain and pleasure. There is comfort and discomfort. There is loss and profit. Nothing affects a personality which is built in tune with the currents of time. That's how a cube is formed of the personality, which enables manifestation of successive light, measures of light into you to enable carrying out deeds of great dimension. As much as your personality is formed into a cube, so much your ability to manifest happens. And it happens in tune with the time. Therefore, it survives the cycles of time. If you arrange the sides of the cube, which has 24 right angles, if you imagine that you open the cube, the top of the cube to one side and to the east you open it, to the west you open it, to the south you open it, to the north you open it, then you have 6 squares appearing as 7. 6 squares. In the vertical manner, there would be 4 squares. In the vertical manner, the base and that which is opened towards east, which is the side on the east, is open to east, the top is open to east, and the west is open towards west, then there are 4 squares on one side. And then there are, to the left or the right, 2 squares. But horizontally you find 3 squares, vertically you find 4 squares. That's how the ear god is seen as a man, a solar angel. I can show you. In fact, it can be drawn and shown that you get 6 squares, but it appears as 7 because the central theme is on either side. I don't know how far you can see this. It has 6 squares in it. When a cube is opened, I give you this paper to you. You can. సో ఈ క్యూబ్ ఈజ్ ఏ పొటెన్షియల్ కాస్మిక్ మ్యాన్. ది క్యూబ్ ఈజ్ ఏ పొటెన్షియల్ కాస్మిక్ మ్యాన్ హూ ప్రెజెంట్స్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ త్రూ సోలార్ ఇయర్ ఎవ్రీ ఇయర్. ది కాస్మిక్ మ్యాన్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ కంప్లీట్నెస్. In its completeness, now you see the beauty of wisdom. From the sphere, the cube happens. From this cube, the man happens. From the sphere, the cube happens. From the cube, the man happens. That's how the symbol, which is a Vedic symbol, it is also picked up by Christianity. But the explanation of the cross in Christianity is a very poor explanation. See, they copied many things from the ancient wisdom and tried to pull it upon the life of Christ. The truth is, the cosmic man every year crucifies himself through the solar year, through the six seasons, and forms as and manifests himself on an yearly basis. And his lunar light manifests every month in this manner. So there is a regular manifestation of that which is perfect as a sphere. Comes down as a cube and manifests as a cross. And this is what, this is the symbol of the cosmic man with the seven squares. It is actually six squares, but it appears seven. Vertically three, horizontally, vertically four, horizontally three. This is the symbol. So many are the secrets that you would come to know about how the manifestation is happening. See, from Aries to Cancer, when we have traveled these 90 days, we have covered 1/4 of the cosmic person. We have covered 1/4. And throughout the year, when we experience the energies of time, we can experience the energies of the cosmic man in one cycle of 1 year. That's why in the Vedic system, they name every year with the cosmic man is named every year differently. This year he is called Vilambi, meaning the one who manifests in a very slow manner. All good things happen in a very slow manner. When you know that things happen in a slow manner, that knowledge helps us not to get hurry up, isn't it? When all around you is manifesting in a slow manner, even if you hurry up, it makes no sense. If you are moving in a train, the train speed is your speed. Even if you walk very fast in the train, you don't cover the distance, isn't it? Or if you are going in a ship, the ship has a speed. You cannot have more speed than the ship as such has. Likewise, the year, this year is considered to be an year of slow manifestation. Langsome, lentamente, slowly, nammadiga. These are the words which. That's why a master also says, make haste slowly. So building the temple ground, recognizing the temple ground, adapting to the energies of the solar year, developing the cube, with the same energies of the temple ground, and then enabling manifestation from higher circles, is a dimension which adds substantially to our progress in building the personality as a temple. So these are some dimensions. There are many dimensions that can be given. This is one more dimension. So when time permits, we continue the further dimensions of the temple. For the moment, we conclude with the symbol and with the cube and with the floor of the temple ground. Thank you one and all for your patience in listening to me to fulfill a profound task. Namaskar.